What's up, guys? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Thursday, Donktober 22nd. I'm Tim Geddes. Joining me is one of the coolest dudes in video games, Greg Miller.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. You know, I haven't done Games Daily with you, the number two Halloween fan, in quite some time.
Don't do that to me, Tim. Don't do that to me.
I just have to. I'm sorry.
Put this jacket on the map. What I want, I would. You put me into a weird spot because I was gonna say, of course, fuck Greg. Billy the Door, fuck nanobiologists. I saw both them talking shit from when we had a misfire on the Twitch thing ahead of time.
Greg, that's why you're a little quiet.
Billy the Door is being timed out, and that is why I can hear you. I'm in the middle of a bit. That's why I'm timing out nanobiologists. Because again, as the king of Halloween, as decreed. By Spirit Halloween, I have to rule with an iron fist. So now, what's wrong, Kevin? I'm quiet.
Yeah, you're a little quiet. Just how many lights you at?
It's back to one for some reason. But nothing's been changed since the last podcast we just did 15 minutes ago.
It's the devil.
Now it's to four. Now it's to four.
So put it on three. Put it on three. You're a little loud.
Discord.
Now it's to three. Well, no, the thing resets. You know what I mean?
Why? You know.
I don't know. Why does it do that?
You just reset here. Discord. Maybe they're connected somehow.
All right, hold on. Now, CJ Rock 32 says, Blessing has better bits. CJ Rock is timed out for 10 minutes.
Yeah, he has
better bits.
Georgia Man 89 says, Return of the Halloween King. That's right. You there's nothing I won't hurt you. I'm not going to do that. You know what I mean? No, let's see. Everybody else seems to be following it.
I haven't been on
Everybody else seems to be falling right into it.
So, how was the intro? Do you like it?
Love the intro.
Good. I do too. Because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily each and every weekday right here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We run through all of the video game news that you need to know. You can watch the show live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. And if we get things wrong, go to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong. Let us know as we screw things up and we'll correct it at the end of the show. If you want to write in, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. And silver members or above get the show ad-free. You also get to write in your questions, your comments, your concerns, all that good stuff. You can watch later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames or search your favorite podcast service for Kinda Funny Games Daily. And we'll be right there for you to enjoy us in your ear holes. I do want to give a huge, huge Patreon producer shout out to James Davis at James Davis Makes Blackjack and Tom Bach.
Tom Bach, he rocks.
He does. Not your best work, Craig, but...
I'm too busy monitoring the chat here. I have Old Kingdom to rule over as the Spirit Halloween King.
I get it.
It's crazy because he's such a scary ruler, you know what I mean? Because at any point, the hammer could come down. And, like, isn't that the heart of Halloween? Good for you, Greg.
I mean,
that's the thing about it, you know what I mean? Think about how fucking crazy I am, all right? Mm-hmm. Our business lives and dies by these people, and I just fucking time them out and move on. I don't care.
Yeah, because what is a king without his kingdom? You make a very solid point, Greg, and there's no better way to rule than to instill fear. Spooky fear. It's Halloween, so I guess it all makes sense. A little housekeeping for you. I want to give a big shout-out to the Untitled Goose Game Let's Play that you, Kevin and Joey were a part of.
That's correct.
Last week. It's now live on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames. How would you describe it? And you're not allowed to use the word thrilling.
I would say not as chaotic as I expected. Of course, as you know, very few people get under Joey Noel's skin like Kevin Coelho gets under everyone's skin. And so I expected there to be more of them or Kevin pissing off Joey, but it actually worked pretty well as a team because I think they were taking the annoyance factor of being the geese and putting it on the groundskeeper, putting it on the little boy with glasses, putting on the guy who only had one sock.
We're so good at that game, you know?
You were really good. That's Kevin the GoPro. He's great at puzzle games. This is kind of a puzzle game. He got in there, he did it.
Yeah, go check out the Let's Play. Show some love. Leave a comment. Greg, what do you want the secret keyword comment to be so that we know that your kingdom is being ruled correctly?
Thank you. The secret keyword comment on that Let's Play needs to be hashtag blessing sucks.
Wow. For something a little more positive, we have a new shirt live.
Because I just don't think he understands. I will burn Kinda Funny down just to stop blessing, all right? I'll ruin my own life. I don't care.
Let's do it. God.
True chaos. Kev, can you please bring up the link to the store, kindoffunny.com/store right now. You can get this super dope shirt. Greg, would you like to explain the shirt?
Sure, ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, October for the American Cancer Society is, in fact, Real Men Wear Pink Month. That is, of course, where they have a bunch of people wearing different pink shirts. Kind of funny, wanted to get in on this. Of course, I've been an ambassador with American Cancer Society. I did stuff with Gamers versus Cancer. Of course, I had cancer at one point. And I can tell you how important the American Cancer Society is. So we reached out to the one and only Alex Van Aken, the most famous person ever to come out of OK Beast, and asked him to design a Kind of Funny Real Men Wear Pink shirt. And he came up with this Kind of Funny pink shirt for us. It is up on the kindoffunny.com/store right now. And most importantly, 100% of proceeds from this go to the American Cancer Society. So we are not making a dime off of this. This is just a charity shirt that if you could get on and support, that'd be great.
There you go. Please go do that. Go watch the Let's Plays. But for now, let's begin with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. It's time for some news. We have six stories today.
Baker's dozen.
Starting with the big one, Greg Miller.
I know.
We got our first Uncharted movie stills revealed. Kevin, I gave you a link to IGN because I think they did a good job of getting all of them together. But the big one, Tom Holland, finally revealed as Nathan Drake. And I got to say,
he looks great.
He looks great.
Look
he
at
looks
this, great. Kevin. Look at that, Kevin. Expand, Kevin. Enhance. Expound. You want to talk about a guy? I mean, he's looking good. Remember, of course, I've seen some people, but I saw Khalif Adams say he's too young to be Drake. Remember, of course, this is meant to be a young Drake story. Like, we're not trying to drop him into Uncharted 1. This is supposed to be, you know, before then, even though I don't think they're tied in the same universe at all. But he looks great right there.
He does. And like the plot of the movie is one of those things where I feel like I have no choice but to hate until I see this movie and believe that it's good. Because until then, why would I have any hope that this thing's actually going to be good? Right. Like, everything that we've heard about it so far has kind of been a little bit iffy. A like prequel with a younger Nate, not necessarily something that I'm looking for personally. But seeing this, I'm like, at the very least, he looks like a super dope cosplayer of Nathan Drake. And I'm like, if that's our starting point, that's better than a lot of the things we've seen from video game movies, right? Going forward, we get some artifacts and some, you know, dark caverns. There looks
that's what it's all about.
There's some puzzle action going around it. Right?
Yeah.
So far, hey, that we're looking at, little Magellan in a book, straight up could be a screenshot from the games.
Yeah, it does look like a screenshot. I'll give you that. I'm Jellin.
Jellin like a felon.
There it is.
Greg, you might remember this. You remember Indiana Jones, the one with his dad? What is that one called?
Yeah, Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Yes. Remember the cross that he gets when he's young?
No. I actually took a shot. I didn't think that's actually what it was. I didn't think it was Raiders of the Lost Ark. It was Sean Connery, though.
Yeah, no, that's his dad. I think that was...
Yeah.
No, Last Crusade. The kids are...
See, I'm not a big Indiana Jones fan, so I thought this was kind of like a Nick thing where I would say the wrong thing and you would get mad at me. But then you were like, yeah, that's it. And I was like, fuck, did I really get that right? And I did not get it right. So that's important. That is important. Can we go back, though, Kevin? Can you show the Nathan Drake... I'm sorry. the Nolan North talking to Tom Holland image again? I think this is awesome that they brought Nolan through to do the set visit. But what I really liked about it, Kevin, I sent you a link, is that it very much so here, Nolan, of course, Nathan Drake from the video games and our friend, he is wearing the shirt. Did it not work, Kevin?
It just did. Sorry.
Okay. This is the concept art for what Drake originally was going to look like. So Nolan is in that baseball tee in a very similar fashion of like what the original concept art for Nathan Drake was versus what it is for this movie with Tom Holland.
Dude Raider. Remember the first Uncharted trailer? Way back at E3?
Yeah.
That was a moment.
That was a moment.
Who would have known what it would have turned into? Not me. I don't think anybody would. No. Oh, Naughty Dog. Oh, the guys that did the Jack games. They're making a Tomb Raider ripoff. It was like, all right, I guess.
Whatever.
Here we are, you know? Yeah. Decade plus later.
This is too much of a smart thing for Nolan, right? Like, he didn't plan this. This is a fun accident, right?
No, I think my thought on it, honestly, is that that's what he wears in the movie. I bet that they shot a scene here where Nolan has some cameo or whatever and hands it, literally hands him, like he drops his journal, he hands it to him or something while he's running through a fight.
But we do agree that that would be too smart of a move for Nolan to
figure out. Nolan North is dumb as a box of rocks. All right. There's no way Nolan was like, you know what? Hold on. Let me get out of my iron lung here, keeping me alive because I'm such an old man. I'm going to go to the set. I better go through my shirt. Which shirt do I want to wear? Oh, this one, of course, like the concept art. You know what I mean? He's out there looking for a Dark Void sequel. He's not even caring about Uncharted anymore.
And like, all right, look, I know this isn't an original thought, but I'm going to say it. Why is he not Sully? This sucks. We get Mark Wahlberg as Sully. You know what I mean? Like, come on.
But that's us. That's us doing our thing. That's us trying to cast a movie. This is a major motion picture. They don't end it with, and I was joking. I love Nolan North and he loves me. But it's like thing of like, Nolan's not a name. He can't carry it. Mark Wahlberg, what is like the most success, one of the most high paid actors or whatever. I see stats get tossed
exactly
around.
Exactly. But think about that stat. They could not do that and save that much money.
But think about how stupid Hollywood is. They think everybody needs to be fucking Scarlett Johansson, Ghost in the Shell, Avengers, just put her fucking in everything. Who cares?
But they have Tom Holland.
Yeah, I know they got Tom Holland, but Tom Holland's on the upswing. They want another somebody there.
They want someone on the downswing? I don't know that that's how things work.
They want a proven name. Tom Holland could flare out at any second.
Mm-hmm. They want to get the last night of Transformers.
Which, first off, I don't know why we're arguing about this. I agree that they should have put Nolan in it. I agree that I don't like Mark Wahlberg that much. I you know what I mean? I'm just saying that like the old suits that run Hollywood think you need to have established names in blockbuster motion pictures. They should have fucking made The Rock Sully. There, I said it.
Greg, I know you didn't watch the Transformers movies, or at least not all of them.
I've watched the trailers most of the time, though, and I feel like I see enough Chloe content on Twitter that I've watched them.
Out of all of the Transformers that there are, the Optimus Prime, Megatron, all of them, right? You're familiar. Bumblebee, Starscream,
sure,
blah,
of course,
blah,
of course.
Blah, 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 blah.
Soundwave.
In Transformers The Last Knight, who do you think was the last knight?
Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you?
I think this is a Transformer. No, does anything remember when they went to Robot Heaven? That's when I lost it. And I was at a screening. I got lots of dirty looks from the people who worked on that movie.
That was two. That was two. But no, so I don't know about this, man. Mark Wahlberg is Sully. I don't even think it can possibly work. Like earlier, I was like, okay, Tom Holland, cosplay, bare minimum. We at least have that. That's great. Mark Wahlberg is Sully. It's like, what the fuck is this going to be?
I think this is El Goddamn Dorado.
Yeah. Okay, you sold me. What's up, Kev?
I was just going to ask, did you start laughing in parts you shouldn't have?
Oh, yeah. Like, hysterically laughing.
Shouldn't have.
Yeah, I'll never forget it. I'll never forget it. We got IGN screening passes to go to the SF premiere or whatever of whatever fucking Transformers 2. And I remember liking Transformers 1 enough or whatever. And I was so fucking bored out of my mind during Transformers 2. And when they got to Robot Heaven, like we were in the back section of the theater and the front section of the theater were the reserve for Paramount or WB or whoever fucking made Transformers, like they had the logos and stuff on it. And when they got when Sam Witwicky went to Robot Heaven, I busted out laughing, like just in my hysterical Greg Wheeze laugh. And lots of people down there turned around to look at me and be like, "What are you doing? This is a major motion picture that we all worked on."
Yeah, they did all work on it. That is something that they did. I don't know. This is weird for me, where I legitimately don't care for this movie, like. I don't need Uncharted to be a movie series.
Sure.
And I feel like there's more of a chance of it not being good than there is of a chance of it being good. And it sucks because I really do enjoy Tom Holland. And I enjoy Mark Wahlberg as a to laugh at. I guess just to laugh at, you know. But I do enjoy that. But I don't need that in my Uncharted movie. You know,
my thing about it is, like, you know me with, you know, movies in general, let alone action movies. They're just not my jam. So, like, this one's interesting enough that, like, I like Tom Holland and, like, I don't think that, like, oh, man, like, I don't need an Uncharted movie. I'm right there with you. I love the games and they're there. But, like, to see a different interpretation of it or whatever, I'm interested enough. I hope it's good. I am with you that I think there's more chance of it not being good. But that's just how we've been burned by video game movie after video game movie.
But it's just weird. I mean, I don't want to go on too long about this, but
this is the number one story. It's the thumbnail. People clicked on this. Like, oh, what does Tim and Greg have to say about this?
What an Uncharted movie. What would you want that to be? Because I feel like you would want Elena to be part of it, right?
Oh, of course.
Like,
I mean, like, my thing is,
a prequel, it's kind of like, that seems like something that is very kind of out of the realm of what people might be asking for. Especially when you look at him, it's like, well, you're clearly, like, you look like Uncharted 1's Nathan Drake.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's because, like, again, this is, they're walking such a line, and this movie's been, what, started and stopped, like, five different times. Like, they're not trying to play into the Uncharted games. They're trying to play into, hey, we cast him as young, it's gonna be this young Drake so that we can grow up with him. They're trying to do Indiana Jones again, but they, I mean, you know how Hollywood is. They want this to be seven films. They want this to be the next 20 years of Tom Holland's life, and they want to go, and they want, I mean, like, Elena, I assume, is going to be introduced at the very end as an Easter egg kind of thing, in the same way of like a Joker card, or in the way of Tommy the Green Ranger and Power Rangers. Like, there's going to be some tease of her at the end of this movie, by the end of this movie. And it might even, she's in this movie as actual thing. I doubt it, but maybe. Like, I wouldn't put it past him. Like, it's not like he's 14-year-old Nathan Drake, right? He's 20-something Nathan Drake, and he's out in his thing. And yeah, he does look exactly like Nathan Drake, because it, for all intents and purposes, he is Nathan Drake. But I don't think they're trying to dovetail it to the fucking movie or the games at all. I think they're trying to start their own cinematic universe.
Yeah. Huh. Well, we'll see. We'll see whenever this movie's actually released, if it ever is. Because
hey, man, they're actually filming it, so I mean, that's good.
But will there be theaters to play it in, Greg? That,
hey, man, everything's going to Disney Plus. Let's go.
Everything is. And speaking of Disney Plus, our next story, PS5 day one streaming apps revealed. This comes from the PlayStation blog. As we continue on our road to the PlayStation 5 launch, we're pleased to announce some of the entertainment apps scheduled to hit the PS5 console on day one, with more apps to come in the future. They include Apple TV Plus, Disney Plus, Netflix, Spotify, Twitch, and YouTube. Additional streaming apps coming later include Amazon Prime Video, MyCanal, Hulu, Peacock.
You didn't say you trusted that one.
What is MyCanal?
I mean,
that sounds,
that sounds nasty. That sounds nasty. It, let's sounds be honest, nasty. We're all adults here. MyCanal is some, it's French. It popped up French. It's French.
Interesting. Whatever. Within the media space, you'll no longer need to download entertainment apps through PlayStation Store. It's all in the media space. Creating dedicated game and media spaces for the PS5 user experience will make it fast and easy to switch between gaming and entertainment content whenever you want. The PS5 console also features a new control center that makes controlling your music easier than ever, so you can quickly switch between channels, skip and pause your music.
Okay.
Cool. Interesting.
I bought a new TV a while back, and my friend Tim Getty said, stop using PlayStation apps and just use the ones that go on your TV. They're better. And I said, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And you did it right. So, Evan M, and to be clear, that's not for every TV. That's just specifically for the TV Greg has. Evan M writes in at patreon.com/ kind of funny games. Evan M.
Oh.
Evan M. Good morning, Tim and Greg. PlayStation blog published a story detailing some of the media apps that will be included on the PS5. And I'm glad that Tim Getty's the media king himself. At least I get to be the king of something in someone's mind, you know, is on the show to react. Seems like they will have all the relevant apps, but my question is, are they missing anything of note? Maybe not completely related, but I would have loved a confirmation of a Discord app and integration. Here's hoping these apps can stream 4K, HDR, Dolby, etc. And I can't wait for next gen. They're missing a whole bunch.
I was going to say, the glaring omission for me off of this list, right, is HBO Max. That's totally what I use my PlayStation for now, because my TV doesn't have that app. Mm-hmm. And then I use my Xbox primarily when I talked about apps for Shudder. I would like to see Shudder on here as well. But even like their launch lineup, not including Amazon Prime, I was like, oh, that sucks.
It does, you know, but HBO Max is definitely the biggest glaring omission. Crunchyroll not being here. Like, there's like a whole bunch of things that get a little bit more niche as you go down, but we're still talking about millions of people use these apps. And it's a weird thing, because I always talk about when people are like, how is Netflix still not on Switch? I don't get that, because I'm like, the Switch is more a portable thing, or as much a portable thing as it is a console system. It doesn't have the best output in terms of resolution and all that. So it's like, that seems like such a, if you really need Netflix and Switch is your only way to get it, I feel like there's probably a cheap way that you can get into finding Netflix somewhere else, whether it's Chromecast,
your phone,
or your phone, or whatever it is, right? When it comes to these consoles and the way that they're being pushed as being this, like, this isn't last generation, where Xbox made its giant mistake of focusing more on the entertainment stuff.
We're going to be the entertainment hub of your living room. Everything will go through our box.
But we've hit a point where we are now, that's just a standard. There's an expectation that these boxes can do that stuff as well as play the games. And with the focus on the resolution and on the HDR 4Ks and all of that stuff going into PS5 and Xbox Series X, it's interesting to me that like this stuff isn't more of just like, well, duh, it's all here day one and it just works, because what's next gen about, Kev?
Convenience.
And this is inconvenient here, right? Like, this is the type of stuff. It's like, Do we all need this? No, but there's going to be a substantial amount of people that expect there to be an HBO app there. Because honestly, that kind of just should be the way that this works, right?
I've been waiting for this announcement because this was my expectation. Is whenever there's a console launch, and I guess I'm painting with a broad brush, but you know what I mean? Like for PlayStation in general, I always feel like what should be the no-brainer, and this is already on PlayStation 4, so clearly it'll be there. I was not expecting all of that to be there for PlayStation 5. This is honestly, in some regards, more than I was expecting for them to actually have ready to go in terms of apps on day one. And I think it's, you know, it's one of those things that I've thought that because they haven't talked about it, and now they're talking about it at least. You see that what their plan is, but again, even for what's coming later, they don't include HBO Max. It's like, what the fuck?
They say not? And more. Yeah. My Canal, though, so that's good. But
I can't wait for My Canal. My Canal over here is a French live and on-demand channel that brings you all kinds of TV genres. You can stream content like Game of Thrones, Gomorrah, Smilf, MotoGP, and Formula One.
There you go.
I'd like to tell you about our sponsor, My Canal. Ladies and gentlemen, how deep do you want to get into My Canal? Oh, well, God. At mycanal.com/GameOverGreggy.
Wow. Wow. I don't know about all that. So something I do know, just from people that I know on various of these different systems, I don't expect these apps to work too great day one. From what I understand, they are not being adequately given dev units of PS5s to be able to make these apps work. So just keep that in mind, that a lot of it, like even the stuff that is going to be there day one, like I do not think is going to be optimized. And that's just such a bummer because God, this should just work, especially if PlayStation Blog's putting out a post like talking about it. It's like there should be some expectations set, right? And God, I don't know. I just feel like it's 2020 and this stuff not only shouldn't be news, it should just be a no shit, it's all here, right? And I get that there's so 100%. Many weird licensing issues and there's so many weird like partnerships and deals that stop this from just being as simple as it should be. But PlayStation 5 is a console that people are going to use to be their hub for media apps for 100%. many people. And it's just frustrating that I think that out the gate, it's not going to be great. And to me, there's the concern of how long will it take? You know, especially with them trying to sell you a media remote. Like
with these dedicated buttons on there and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So much of this conversation is they're only talking about this stuff because they're trying to sell this peripheral. You know?
Oh, yeah. So, totally. I mean, they're trying to make sure that you know. Yeah, of course it is. Because, I mean, it's the normal thing of, hey, we want to make this thing. We do want it to be your all-encompassing box. We do want it to be the only thing you turn on. We don't want you to worry about your Xbox or your TV apps or yada, yada, yada. And again, when they, you know, to your point, of the way they put out the controller ahead of time, right? And it has Disney Plus, Netflix, Spotify, and YouTube on there. Like, that to you speaks of, oh man, these are working hand in hand, super close with it. And then you click over here and look at it and be like, well, are they? You're talking about stuff. Other stuff's not included. Where does it net out in terms of what is actually going to be the best of the best? I've seen people in the chat talking about it not having like 4K on certain ones of these or whatever. And of course, you know, I don't know shit about that, but it's that whole thing of like,
yeah. Yeah, and that's all a huge issue, you know, because like, of course, not all the content's going to be 4K, but you need to just be able to expect that with something like Netflix, that you're getting the Dolby stuff, you're getting all the HDR that you need, you're getting 4K because so much of their content has that built into it, baked in, and it works. But we'll see. We don't have too many weeks to wait until this thing is going to be in our hands. So
can you believe that? God, we're close.
Yeah, weeks, man. Weeks.
This week went fast. So today I had the normal thing where I was dressed in the closet and I was like, wait a second, is it Thursday? Is it Wednesday? Fuck, it's Thursday.
Yeah. And I'm bummed that it's Thursday because when I was writing the date in the beginning of this in the doc, for some reason in my mind, I thought it was Tuesday and I wrote it Booze Day because it's spooky. And then I was like, fuck.
Oh, I thought you meant booze, like chug a lug, let's get wasted.
And I was I'm thirsty, dude. Let's crack open a beer.
Have energy. I don't know if you understand, Tim. We did an 8:30 a.m. recording today. So me and Kevin are what I like to call simpatico, all right? We're ready to fucking go. If you were like, Greg, do you want to get shrunk down and put inside Martin Short right now? I'd be like, yes, I do. Kevin, get in the little contraption. We're going Interspace 2. It's a reboot. It's me and Kevin inside Martin Short.
And we're just pressing buttons. You know what I mean?
God. Stop pressing buttons. Our third story here, Fire Emblem, Shadow Dragon, and the Blade of Light arrives in the U.S. for the first time. This comes from Nintendo. The original 8-bit game, Fire Emblem, Shadow Dragon, and the Blade of Light, which featured the heroic exploits of Prince Marth, and launched a decade-spanning franchise will be available in the U.S. for the first time on Jay-Z's birthday, December 4th. The Fire Emblem Shadow Dragon and the Blade of Light, how many more times am I going to say that, game launches for the Nintendo Switch family of consoles available to purchase for a limited time. Remember that bit, Greg, because it's going to come back.
Oh, it's one of these again?
Mm-hmm. Fire Emblem, Shadow Dragon, and the Blade of Light launches in Nintendo eShop on Nintendo Switch and on Nintendo.com on December 4th at a price of $5.99 and will only be available to purchase until the end of the franchise's 30th anniversary on March 31st, 2021. How? I don't believe it. I don't buy that all these franchises' anniversaries end on that very specific date that happens to correlate perfectly with Nintendo's fiscal quarters. The Nintendo eShop, in addition, Fire Emblem 30th Anniversary Edition will be available through select retailers at a suggested price of $50. This collector's edition of the game will include a nostalgic stylized physical NES box. Kev, can you bring up the link, please? A replica NES game pack art piece with a protective sleeve that transports owners to the era of the original game's release. The collector's edition also includes a colorful 222-page Legacy of Arcania deluxe hardbound art book and a game download code. It'll be accompanied by an NES instruction manual, newly localized from the original Famicom release, along with a fold-out world map and a mini Nintendo Power retro collectible. So let's start with the positive stuff. This collection looks...
I like how you're like cracking your knuckles. You're like, let's go. Let's start with the positive before I fucking destroy this.
This collection looks awesome. This is the type of collector's edition that I'm like, damn it, I really wish that I liked buying a bunch of useless shit that I don't need, because this is the type of useless stuff that I would really want to spend money on. Look at that cart. Look at that NES cart.
That is hot. That is hot.
That is nice, man.
It's upsetting how much I like that. I like that so much more than I want to admit.
It's real nice. It's real nice. The NES, like the sleeve, that brings me back, man. The thing that says Nintendo on it. You know what I'm talking about? The black with the red on it.
Oh, yeah, totally.
100%. Yeah. Like, my God. That's our childhood right there. I know what that smells like, you know?
I completely agree with you, Kevin. The weird thing, Greg, a little fun story for you. Obviously, sure. The NES was way before Kevin and I's time. So our entire history of the NES was buying games at garage sales. So
I remember.
Until I worked at IGN, I had never seen an actual NES box.
Wow.
To me, it was always just cartridges in that sleeve.
Yeah, totally.
Oh, so it's weird. But anyways, this is awesome. The Nintendo Power like poster, like they're speaking to me with this. Like very, very cool stuff. More good news. This game is finally coming to the United States. That's a fun thing.
Talk to me about that for you. Are you going to play it? Are you interested in that?
So I am not because the old game's old type situation. You're talking about an NES game, Fire Emblem specifically has been fine-tuned over 30 years to get to where it is today. Like, I imagine playing an NES version of Fire Emblem is going to be pretty difficult, right?
Yeah.
On top of that, I also already played through this game when they made a remake of it on the DS.
Okay.
Back in the day. So it was one of the first Fire Emblem
games. So you don't feel like you're missing this game. You're missing out on this experience.
No. But what's really cool about this is like this, and there's a trailer that goes along with this announcement that plays with this idea. But like, we were all introduced to Marth through Smash Brothers Melee, and Marth and Roy were like the two unlockable characters, the final two unlockable characters. And I'll never forget, along with millions of American gamers out there being like, who the fuck are these guys?
Did you see the Nintendo video they put out about it today?
Yeah. Yeah,
that was brilliant, where they did the same thing of like, yeah, who's Marth? You don't know Marth. Marth is...
Yeah, and then they kind of go through it all in a transition. Yeah. So, for the first time, this is coming here, which is cool. I like the idea of Nintendo going in and giving that like missed games that we've never had but have heard about forever, finally making the way over. $5.99, not a bad price. I don't know why it's not like $4.99. Like, you know, an even $5 sounds a lot easier to digest than $6. Just kind of weird for Nintendo prices. That's the only reason I bring that up. Not trying to
give them the money.
Well, you're gonna have to give them the money pretty quickly, because here we go, March 31st, 2021. Imran tweeted out, is Nintendo going out of business on April 1st, or what's happening here? It's really weird, right?
Hey, man, it gets you motivated to go play. There's these time-limited things. They want you to buy it. It seems like the Disney vault. Like, it is a... I agree. Don't get me wrong. I'm not defending this. it is a weird thing to do, but I kind of get it in terms of putting a gun to your head to buy it now and get it. Same thing with the Mario collection, same thing with Mario 35, same thing with this now of like, hey, actually, if you want this, you got to buy it now. Because I mean, how many times did we run into it too? You got all these fucking kids in the Twitch chat. They want whatever kind of shirt you want. We make the shirt, we put it up, and then 7 months later, some kid is like, oh man, I didn't get the shirt. They're all sold out. They're like, well, yeah, like it was, you know, it's how it is. Buy it. You want it, go buy it right now. Help us out right now, not 7 months from now. That's what Nintendo's saying. They're just like kind of funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like that, I mean, I say makes sense. I say makes sense for what you're saying with Mario. With Fire Emblem's first game being put into English for the first time, I don't know that there's that type of go out and buy this. Like, you're going to lose your chance. Like, it's weird to me.
Do you not think, like, it is weird. Again, I agree with you. But do you not think, even with the runaway success that is Animal Crossing New Horizons, even with, and I saw Jeffy Grub Grub in the chat earlier, the runaway success that was Paper Mario, like, is it not that Nintendo, and I guess the Switch is selling so well too? Like,
I don't think it's that.
I was going to say, from the outside, the argument would be, well, maybe their financials this year are softer than they like, and they want to bolster them so it doesn't look like they have year over year losses. But even then, you'd be like, no, right? Like, I bet they've been fine this year.
Yeah, I mean, I totally bet they're fine. They have Hyrule Warriors coming out, and I think that that's going to sell extremely well compared to typical Musou games not just for Nintendo, but in general. But
these Zelda dorks buy anything.
I mean, especially something that looks as good as that does. So I don't know. I feel like this is just bizarre choices that I feel like we can come up with rational explanations for what could make sense, but it still doesn't make sense to me. Like, Fire Emblem is not this type of game. Mario is. And I think that's still an unfortunate thing. And I think it's bullshit. And I hope that come March 31st or whatever, April 1st next year, then it's just like, okay, Mario 3D All-Stars is being sold in a different way. We're splitting the games up or whatever. Like, that's one thing. But like, and the Mario 35, that's another thing for me where I'm like, I don't care. Like, that, I understand having a game come out as like a timed experience when it's based on online play. That's cool. This seems like a trend that we're going to see a lot more of. And it just, at some point, someone needs to just look at it and be like, okay, but why? You know?
Talk to us, Nintendo.
Talk to
us. Why are you doing this, Bowser?
Yeah, because it can only be so many things 30th anniversary ending on that specific date. Anakin JMT writes in and says, Nintendo just announced that the very first Fire Emblem is being localized and released. I have two questions. Does this in any way give hope to eventually getting the white whale that is Mother 3? An official release outside of Japan. Yeah. Like,
you're totally. The Nintendo guy. What is going on with that, Tim? Why have they not done that? They've known for years.
I have no idea. Like, it is one of the more bizarre video game rumors where there's smoke, there's fire. Jeffy Grub Grub was talking about Mario 3D All-Stars in some form or another for long enough that he willed it into existence. Mother 3 goes back before Jeffy Grub Grub was even born.
Yeah,
you know, the rumors of it, at least. I can't believe it hasn't been released somewhere, somehow, officially from Nintendo. Whether it's a NES online or like the not NES Switch online type, here's a big thing, you know, or a actual like eShop download being its own game, like this seems to be. I don't know, man, but I do think we're gonna get it one day. I imagine that the only reason we haven't is Nintendo might have some Earthbound plans, some mother plans of some sort.
When's they the 30th anniversary? When's that happening? Does that end on March 31st, 2021?
Exactly. But, oh, Siri got you.
Siri got me on that one. Sorry, everybody.
But I wonder if they're like trying to like maybe coincide at least a little bit closer for relevance or something. But I don't know, man. We'll see.
We shall
one day, but I do think we're going to get Mother 3 at some
of course
point.
You are one day, but what's going on? I mean, how much can you build the hype and anticipation for something?
Yeah,
and then you're gonna put like, it out
they've
for
joked
3 months.
About it. They've joked about it so many times. It's like in the time that like Reggie has joked about Mother 3, we had Sean Layden joke about Crash Bandicoot, and we now have had like 6 Crash Bandicoot games.
you know? Can't stop Bandicoot now.
You really can't. There are some things you can stop, including dongs. This story comes from Ian Walker at Kotaku. Steve's dong got fixed. Minecraft Steve, the latest addition to the ever-growing Super Smash Brothers Ultimate roster. Okay, I'm going to read the article as he wrote it because I thought it was pretty funny. All right.
Okay.
Minecraft Steve, the latest addition to the ever-growing Super Smash Bros. Ultimate roster, has been nerfed. He lost his mojo, so to speak. When Steve joined Smash Ultimate last week, players were surprised to see him holding a piece of grilled meat in a very, let's say, provocative position. So provocative that we here at Kotaku felt it was best to censor our screenshot a bit. Okay, let's stop being coy here. It looked like Steve had his dick out. He was tubing, a reference I've been dying to make for days.
God, tubing.
And now, thanks to the 9.0.1 patch released today, it doesn't. Not that you would know from reading the patch notes. Oh, and if you're curious what Xbox head Phil Spencer thought of this whole situation, seeing as his company owned Steve, our own editor-in-chief Steven Totillo made sure to ask him during a recent interview. Kev, can you please bring up this tweet? So we asked, Steven Totillo asked Phil Spencer, and this is how the interview went. Have you seen the Steve image that's making the rounds now? His victory image? No. Let me dig this up and share this with you.
You can put it in chat. Like, I'll show it to you. I'll show it to you.
You can put it in chat. Here, Greg, you be Phil Spencer, okay? And I'll be Steve.
Okay, hold on. Okay, hold on. I got to expand it. Oof. Man, can you really read? Oh, you're reading it off your page, though, right?
Yeah, I have it off the page.
Hold on. I have the actual. I can open the tweet. That's easy. All right. Okay. All right, here we go. No, it's not you. It's the resolution. It's not you. All right, go ahead.
Let's start from the top. Have you seen the Steve image that's making the rounds now? His victory image?
No.
Let me dig this up and share this with you.
You can put it in chat. I'll look at it.
Oh, where is it? Where is it?
Is it bad?
I'll get your live reaction to it in a second. Ah! I know I've got you really worried now. Where's chat? I'm new to Teams here. So here it is, okay?
Yeah, who did that?
That's the real image. I'm not like trolling you right now or something like that. It's weird. And it's people started talking about it last night. And this is what Steve looks at like when he, when you win a match. I guess that's a piece of meat. Some people thought it was the pickaxe. It just kind of hovers there. So
I assume that will be fixed.
And fixed it was, everybody.
Yeah, shout out to Imran yesterday when I put up like, oh yeah, there's in the show I put, there's Smash Brothers update out today, and Imran Khan says it's probably gonna fix Steve's boner. And sure shit, that's God. What it fixed.
So funny.
Do you
so
think
funny.
Someone got fired for this, or because this seems like a bad mistake?
No, I think that it's all an right. innocent mistake where it's you like think you it's look an at
innocent
it.
Mistake.
And they just whoever played as Steve, like whoever played as Steve, never won. They just never won.
I feel like we're gonna get in trouble just showing this image, and yet I keep showing it.
But that's the thing is, I don't think it was a mistake. Like I think mistake implies that something was done incorrectly. This is unfortunate. You see what I'm saying?
It's the normal thing of anything you do on the internet, right? Because the meat, I haven't seen it in motion, but in Minecraft, like the objects turn, right? So this is a specific screen grab of the meat at this angle, right? Eventually that's going to turn and not look like that, I'm assuming. And so it's multiple things of when you're making the game and testing the game, I don't think people are like, all right, and screenshot every screen and look at it and think if it's provocative or weird or, goofy on that level.
Gets the people going.
But so, sorry, when you win, does the meat turn while you're standing there?
Like no, I said, I, still, like, I haven't...
It like freeze frames a little bit and like goes on him. He does an action, and then it ends on that shot. Like, that is the end shot.
Okay, so it is like a...
But it's just where it's being cut off. Like, if there wasn't overlay, it wouldn't look like a dick.
Sure.
Yeah, but that's what I say all the time. I'm pulling up the meat from this game. Yeah. Which one is it supposed to be?
Ew, look at that one. Click on it, Kevin, the bottom right one.
Don't click. Why would you do that? That could easily not be from the game.
But like I imagine it's this.
It's that one right there. Yeah. Not the mod, but the stakes inside of that, the boxes are being crafted into it.
It doesn't look like that. This looks different. That's all I'm saying. All
right, I'll look on, see if I can find on YouTube.
I'm just saying, like, we gotta get to the bottom of this. Some pervert needs to get credit.
Some pervert needs to get fired.
I'm fine. I'm not getting fired. I'm just saying he needs to get the credit he deserves out there, you know?
Oh, here you go. Yeah, see? Oh. Oh. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to link you right now. All right, we're going to go to Game Ovation. Game Ovation has this video to show you how it actually looks in motion. And again, with the context of what's happening, I think you're somebody at Nintendo testing it. You're not like, oh, man, looks like it did. Because you see him eating it there, yum, 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 yum. And then it goes down there and it looks totally normal. No, and then as this thing creeps up, that's when it really looks like a penis.
There's a point at here that somebody planned that you can tell. They're like, penis, it's a dick. He's jerking his shit. That's what happened. Holy here. Shit.
Wait,
that's why it doesn't look. That's why it doesn't look the right shape, guys. Because he eats it, turns it into a dick shape, and then does a jerking off motion. Come on, Greg. Come on.
I think it's an innocent Minecraft eating some meat. It's just Steve eating some meat over there. Right?
Get your mind out of the gutter.
If I remember correctly, you're known for thinking things are innocent that aren't innocent.
Very true. It's very true. I am very pervert. Just gullible, naive.
I mean, just think about it. Somebody was like, look at this pervert. He's just grabbing his meat. You know what I mean?
The next story.
He's literally doing
three
that.
Three stories in one. The bonus boom, boom, fun time. Upgrades, 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 Greg.
Boom, boom, boom.
Thank you.
Boom, boom, boom.
Yes. Gears Tactics console details revealed. This comes from Sam Byford at The Verge. We're talking 4K 60. On the Series X, 1440 60 on the Series S, 4K 30 or 1440 60 on the Xbox One X, and 1080 30 on the One S. It all adds up. It's exactly what you expect. Those are a lot of numbers, a lot of letters, but they're where they should be. It all adds up on Xbox's side. There's a precision mode, new snapping features, streamlined UI, etc., to adapt to controller, and you can still use mouse and keyboard on console. So, cool. Great.
Yay.
All that stuff sounds convenient to me. Next up, Ghost Runner upgrade plans.
The dope official looking game.
Very dope looking game. I just said dumb and I was like, excuse you. The official Ghost Runner Twitter account announced today that owners of the PS4 and Xbox One versions of the game will receive a free upgrade to next-gen versions of the game. Those upgrades will come in 2021, no specific date yet, when the versions are released. It reads, buy the digital version of Ghost Runner for PS4 or Xbox One and download the PS5 or Xbox Series X version at no extra cost when it launches in 2021. If you're wondering why there's no mention of physical version upgrades, it's because Ghost Runner is digital only. So there we go. Ghost Runner will be released on October 27th, 2020. Convenient.
Convenience.
Finally, Guilty Gear Strive upgrade plan. This comes from Darren Bonthuys at GameSpot. Guilty Gear Strive will support cross-play between PlayStation 4 and PlayStation 5 when it launches in 2021. If you're planning to purchase the beautiful-looking game on PlayStation 4 and can only upgrade to a PS5 console at some point in the future, there's more good news as you'll be able to receive the PS5 version for the free. This applies to the PlayStation Store digital version as well, but the retail physical edition won't receive a free upgrade on the PS5 digital edition due to the obvious lack of a disc drive on that console. For the upgrade from PS4 to PS5, the developer said the game content would remain the same, but that load times and resolutions will be improved on the newer Sony console. The PS4 version of Guilty Gear Strive will also be playable through backwards compatibility on PS5 with resolution cap to 1080. Any DLC that's been purchased on PS4 will also be available on PS5 after the upgrade has been made, provided the same account is used. As for a more classic approach to playing the fighting games with a PS4 arcade stick, Arc System Works was unable to guarantee that such peripherals will work on the PS5 just yet. So, fairly convenient. They're striving to be convenient, but they cannot confirm that it will be fully convenient.
They're as convenient as they can possibly be with the cloak and dagger nature that is next gen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
God forbid we had systems to test all this shit on.
And this is just a quick news story that I just thought was kind of cool. 100 Thieves is turning its LA headquarters into a voting center. This comes from The Verge. Kev, if you want to bring up that link, it's a really cool picture. The gaming and lifestyle company, where some of our friends work, announced today that the 100 Thieves Cash App compound, a 15,000 square foot building that officially opened earlier this year, will serve as an official LA County voting center, which will be open for early voters from October 30th to November 2nd, as well as on Election Day, November 3rd. The company also partnered with graffiti artist Slick to create a temporary mural on the building. I asked Cool Greg, and he does not know him personally. Right now it says vote, but it will be changed to say we voted on November 2nd. The voting process will also follow standard safety guidelines, as voters will have to wear face coverings and gloves while practicing social distancing. For those in the area, you can Google the address and check it out. They said, ever since we put down roots in this pocket of Los Angeles with the opening of the 100 Thieves Cash App compound at the beginning of the year, we've been looking for ways to give back to the community, said Nade Shot, the founder. We're thankful to the Los Angeles County Registrar / Recorder County Clerk for the work they are doing this election season, and we're excited to partner with them to offer up our space. This news is the latest in the ongoing confluence between games and politics. Just this week, AOC hosted one of the biggest Twitch streams ever while playing Among Us and encouraging viewers to vote. Well, last week, the Biden campaign launched an office virtual headquarters in Animal Crossing New Horizons as debuted by one Greg Miller.
Whoop, whoop.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool. Pretty cool, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. That's awesome. All this it's cool. Good to see that. Yeah. I think as gaming and our industry surrounding gaming continues to grow, it's cool to see something like what 100 Thieves has done here in terms of having a giant state-of-the-art facility, doing so much cool stuff from it, but then also, you know, turning it over and using it this way. And it's funny as it sounds to hear Nade Shot and it be referred to as Nade Shot and quoted in a voting story. It is cool to see him, what he's talking about, right? Of like, you know, they're trying to give back to the community. They want to be an actual business in their community, which I know Kind of Funny tries to do here in San Francisco, and it's cool to see other organizations take that seriously too.
Yeah, I love it. Very, very cool stuff. Shout out to 100 Thieves and shout out to their compound. What a dope fucking facility.
Have you been? Did you go yet before everything closed down?
Okay. No, I didn't, unfortunately. There's a tour video that you guys should check out on YouTube because it is just the coolest thing I have ever seen. The Lou 55 says that the graffiti artist Slick did the artwork for the Far Side album Bizarre Ride 2, which is one of my favorite albums of all time, and that is the coolest thing I've heard today. So thank you, The Lou. Thank you very much. I want to talk to you about some reader mail and all that stuff, but before we get into that, Greg,
yeah,
I want to tell you about our sponsor, Old Spice. This episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily is sponsored by Old Spice. By Old Spice Below Deck. Just because everyone gets a sweaty crotch or inner thigh chafing doesn't mean you have to go through life with a sweaty quad. Sweaty crotch or inner thigh chafing. It's hard to say that, Greg. Sweaty crotch.
I agree. I struggled with it yesterday as well.
Wow. Kind of Funny loves Old Spice. It's true. I'm wearing it in multiple places on my body right now, in between my arms and on my head. I've been using it for a while. Oh. I can confirm Old Spice comes in clutch for all of my male grooming needs. Old Spice has new Below Deck powder spray to help you feel drier and cleaner down below. I'm not using that right now, and let me tell you, I really wish that I was. New Below Deck anti-chafe stick to help prevent inner thigh chafing. You ever have chafed thighs, Greg?
Yeah, sure have.
Two times in my life, it's happened to me.
Yeah.
And they are two of the worst times fun. Of my life.
Yeah, you don't want that. That's a pain in the butt or a pain in the thigh.
A pain in the thigh right there. Available in the family planning aisle at Walmart or online at walmart.com/oldspicebelowdeck. Thank you, Old Spice. Again, that's walmart.com/oldspicebelowdeck. Ooh. Greg,
I'll tell you what, I screwed up because it turns out that yesterday I did the same ad, obviously, and I use Old Spice deodorant. I forgot that I also use the Old Spice pomade. And that's
great. Hair. It's fantastic stuff. Mm-hmm. So here is the deal, Greg. It's been a long time since I've had chafed thighs, and I hope that it's a long time away from my thighs ever being chafed again with the help of Old Spice. It might never happen. But if I wanted to know what was coming to mom and grab shops today, where would I look?
It's easy, Tim. You go to the official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the Kinda Funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday.
Kev.
Just a colossal fail across the board on that one. Because you won't do the jingle.
Thank you very much. Out today, Raise the Dead on PS4 and PC. If you don't remember Raise the Dead, Greg.
I don't really. I mean, I remember the name.
It was announced, I want to say, at an E3 conference at some point a long time ago. But it is a spinoff from the team that made Stubbs the Zombie.
Wait a second. I love Stubbs the Zombie.
Oh, really?
Yes. That was one of my favorite games on Xbox.
He like always talks here you go. About it.
There's now a spiritual successor.
What? All right, I'm looking here. Push Square's got a review.
The Dead.
What, is it good? They got a good review for it?
I was looking at screenshots of it because it's a 6 out of 10 from them.
Hmm.
From I'm reading pushsquare.com, Stephen Talby reviewed it, said the pros, cool zombie horror concept, neat cartoonish presentation, some interesting puzzles. Con, hit and miss writing, shallow combat and performance issues.
Mm, mm. Also out today, Asterisk in Obelix XXL Remastered on PS4, Xbox One, Switch, PC, and Mac. Disc Room, Switch and PC. Oh, God. Bless Unleashed on PS4.
We don't want that.
Kev, please look up Bless Unleashed on PlayStation 4.
Yeah, give me 1 second.
If it's a Halloween game, I swear to God, Craig.
No, we don't want this.
Can you imagine if Bless somehow worked with people to put out a video game that was Halloween themed, and then we had to like look through this list and came across this?
I don't want to think about that. I don't believe it. I don't want to do it.
Oh, it would be the best. It would be the best. Yes.
Yeah, Bless Unleashed PS4.
Goner 2, Switch and PC. Torchlight 3, Switch. Macrotus, A Mother's Journey on PS4 and Xbox One. Superland on PS4.
Superland.
Supraland. On PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. The Red Lantern on Switch and PC. Dwarfheim on PC and Mac. Tool Boy, Switch. War Tile, Complete Edition on Switch. Nullum, Switch. Outbreak, Epidemic, Switch. Rusty Spout, Rescue Adventure, Jesus Christ, on Switch. Double Pug, Switch. On Switch. That one threw me off. We got Restless Hero, Switch. They Bleed Pixels, Switch. Fractor, Switch. Luna, The Shadow Dust, Switch. Surviving the Aftermath on PC. After Party, PC, Mac. Fallen Angel, PC. Don't Be Afraid, PC. If Found, Switch. What the Golf, coming to Steam. GTA Online Halloween celebrations are ramping up this week in GTA Online with a frightening variety of themed rewards, discounts, and unlockable clothing, alongside reports of peyote plants growing all over Los Santos. Welcome back to the Shadows. The Fight or Fright event in Apex Legends has risen again just in time for Halloween, starting today, October 22nd through November 3rd. Legends can get into the sinister spirit with in King's Canyon After Dark with the Shadow Royale limited time mode and collection of new and returning Halloween cosmetics. New dates, Nine Witches Family Disruption coming Friday, Jay-Z birthday, December 4th, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4. Xbox One and Windows PC. Romance of the Three Kingdoms.
Wait, it's 14. Really quick. Can you look at this? This is the game you asked me to look up.
This is Bless Unleashed. It's been playing for a long time now.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Not spooky enough for the King of Halloween.
I mean, the audio, you guys can't hear it. And there was like a Spider Woman there. It was kind of hot, if I'm being honest. But
what about her?
I'm glad you're being honest.
No, I was saying that the audio is like spooky sounding.
Okay. Partial credit. Romance of the Three Kingdoms 14 Diplomacy and Strategy Expansion Pack coming February 11, 2021. And the Endless Arena Survival Cathedral 3D coming to Steam October 28th, 2020. Now it's time for a little bit of that reader mail, Greg Miller.
I mean, Greg?
People can go. People can go to patreon.com.
I like that Spider-Woman. I understand.
/kindoffunnygames to write your questions in for this reader mail section of Kind of Funny Games Daily. Jacob Graber says, hey, guys. I have the PlayStation 5 3D headset pre-ordered, but started to have second thoughts on spending $100 on a new headset when I have a good set of A40s. Do you think the new headset is a good investment for $100?
Jacob, I'm right there with you where I love my these are – Kevin, do I have A40s or no, I have A40s, right? These are A40s?
Those are A40s, yeah.
I love my A40s. I have a second set. This is the set I leave with my mic. I have a set over there. When they announced this, I looked at it and went, oh, that's cool. And I'm just sticking with my A40s, if not going to that next-gen Astro headset they have coming up in a bit. My thing with the PlayStation headsets before, the golds and the platinums and the whatever, they're good and they work and they're great, but personally, they hurt my ears and my head, where they'll hurt my ears after a while because the circles are kind of tight, and then the band on top, I don't feel like I have enough support. So my plan was just to wait and see what people think of these and see if they're anything. Tim, you're the audiophile, though. What's your take on them?
I think that out the gate, they're going to be the best headset to experience PlayStation 5 games, which I got a pair because I care about this stuff and I love this stuff. And I think that when we look back at PlayStation 4, the 3D experiences that they've added back when they actually cared, which was at this point a while back, when they made the profile specific to specific games, then the 3D headset that played, or not 3D, the Platinum headset was fantastic on PlayStation 4. Mm-hmm. I think that it's going to be a very similar situation here, where at launch, I imagine this headset is going to be your best way to play Miles Morales and Demon's Souls. I don't think that that is going to maintain for much longer after that, as third parties and other people get their hands on the tech and understand like whatever it needs to be to get certified or to use all the shit correctly.
Sure.
I was reading yesterday that one of the highest rating gaming headsets out there is the Arctic Steel Series headsets. And the new one that's coming out right now, the reviews are out and it's getting really positively reviewed. But the one kind of question of like, it's weird to review this right now because we don't know how it's going to interact with the 3D PlayStation stuff.
Yeah.
On the official website for the headsets, they say that it will support it. So if that's the only thing holding people back, like right now it's a wait and see type situation. Like, and my advice to you is if you have $100, if it's worth $100 to get the most out of your launch PlayStation 5 games from an auditory perspective, you should do it because this is, I think, going to be the best way to do it. If you can wait a little bit longer and $100 is something you're like, that's not worth an investment for what might end up being just used for a handful of games, then totally wait, because I think that a lot of other nicer headphones are going to come along and give you a better experience. So there you go.
Fair.
What's up, Kev?
Oh, I was just going to ask, what headphones are you talking about? The
SteelSeries 7P. Oh,
okay. Got it.
If you could. The Arctis 7P, if you could look that up.
You want me to look
it up? Yeah, that'd be cool. And they're nice. The SteelSeries has always been really nice. They're kind of like the competitors to Astro. And they work. They work well.
All right, let me see. Sorry.
It's a good bit. It's a good bit. I do like it.
At least
it gets me every time.
Sorry,
like, it boils my blood.
This is what you're talking about?
It is. I think so.
It looks like they're the ones.
Yeah.
I mean, so they're dope looking.
They're cool.
I'm not gonna lie. The little nipple mic thing makes me very uncomfortable. You see what I'm talking about?
You want a big boy there.
Yeah, I want something long. So I want something right up next to my mouth.
Something long.
Either way, I will say,
and down to get the freak shit on.
There you go. I got the Pulse headset, and I'm planning to give my thoughts on probably Gamescast, but somewhere here on Kind of Funny, because I really care about this shit. I'm excited that they are taking it seriously. What's up?
Looks like it's $50 more. This is $150.
Oh yeah.
And the mic does in fact come all the way out. In a very sexy manner.
God damn, Kev.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Now it's time to squad up. You can once again go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames to let people know that you need help in video games. You need to hang out. You need some friends, just like Austin M, who's playing on Switch with the Crown Tundra expansion releasing today. I'm going to need friends to do the Dynamax adventures with, because we all know the computers and raids are not good. So I'm counting on the best friends to help out in order to catch all the legendaries this Pokemon DLC offers. I also play Shield for information, because some legendaries are exclusive to the game version. His Switch friend code is SW5514-5234-0235. Check it out. Boom.
Boom. Boom.
How? Go help them. Mm-hmm. One of them rotating segments. Today, I have Tim Geddes Presents. What are those? Kev, please bring up this link to some of the coolest custom shoes I have ever seen. Roberts says, today is the North American 22nd anniversary of Kojima's PS1 masterpiece, Metal Gear Solid. To celebrate, I commissioned artist Bud Sanfilippo from SG Customs to riff on Yoji Shinakawa's iconic brush strokes and colors. He took some off-white Jordan 1s and turned them into these. And good Lord,
those are awesome.
Freaking cool.
Incredible.
Cycle through the picks, Kev.
Tim,
why
haven't you commissioned any shoes to be made?
I've looked into it many a time, Kev. And let me tell you, they are very, very expensive to do right. And I don't want to do them wrong.
This looks like someone just sharpied it, though. I'm not trying to take away from it. I want to be clear. This is so dope. But also, like, you know what I mean? Like, why is the check? Yeah, but
see, these are going to last because it's not Sharpie. It's not.
That's true. That's true.
You know.
Why is the check? Very cool stuff. Is that a thing where it lifts off like that?
Yeah, for the off-white. It's a specific type. They're very expensive and they're very fancy. Moving on, it's time to go to the You're Wrong section of the show. You can go to kindoffunny.com/you're wrong to let us know what we got wrong. How did we do today, Greg? How do you think we did?
Pretty dang well.
Into this. Yeah?
Yeah.
Nanobiologist says Mark Wahlberg was the third highest paid actor of 2019 at $58 million. I have a sneeze.
But he Tim was the highest paid actor of a year previous
mm-hmm. to that.
Oh, they won't use that. The nanobiologist just wants to, you know, attack us.
Oh!
You gonna sneeze again? What's or is that just the
I don't know. Some there's a lot happening. Kuchoko, great name. Says Crunchyroll confirmed they'll be on PS5 day one.
No.
Now about said Greg said the PS5 media controller has dedicated buttons, but those are stickers. You choose what apps the buttons open and have stickers for the bit streaming apps. That's really cool.
Wait a minute,
interesting. For the big, the stickers are going to be shit, though.
Yeah. That's exactly what I got to check
that
out.
That sounds like they're going to fall, slide right off then. I hate that.
But I mean, I'd rather then don't use the stickers. If you can just customize it, that's awesome. Okay, love it. Fair. Good job. Good job, PlayStation.
Oh, so it's blank. So they're just blank. Hold on. Yep. You seen that? The four bottom buttons on the bottom.
Yeah.
And then later, I guess you can... Yeah. Like, who's going to line that up? Are they going to stay there forever?
They're not going to stay there.
That's cool, though. Now, Biologist said, missed news item today regarding xCloud updates. Xbox adds touch controls to Dead Cells, Killer Instinct, Hellblade, and more on Game Pass. Pretty cool. Again, convenience. Oh, guys. Nanobiologist coming back in. You're wrong in himself. The media remote does have preset buttons. I saw blank one on Target and took that at face value.
God damn it. God damn it.
The rare mistake for Nanobiologist, except for when he was banned earlier.
MS Gambo says, new deal. Gambo. Blair Witch and Ghostbusters Remastered will be free on the Epic Game Store from October 29th to November 5th.
Getting ready for that Ghostbusters to come to Fortnite, right? When's that coming out of Fortnite? Do you think? Ooh, woo.
Ooh, whoop. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching.
I put a reminder in there, Greg. Shout outs. That's there, and you're wrong for a reason, Timothy.
Oh, I mean, I didn't know what that was. I thought,
ladies
and
gentlemen, I'm sorry. I put a note there to give shout outs because I would be a fool not to shout out Sandro Luke Tick, Justin Harris, Greg Spencer, Matthew P, Mr. JTG, Chris Price, Garin, Pixel Opinions, and Eddie Durbridge. All of them followed their King of Halloween's orders and went to the Untitled Goose Game comments and said, hashtag blessing sucks. If you want to be part of the royal throne and the royal court, go watch our Untitled Goose Game Let's Play and put in the comments hashtag blessing sucks.
Can I be head jester?
You are head jester.
Okay.
Kevin,
and then I nominate Joey for second jester.
I will have to take that one under your advisement, but I'm not prepared to
joster
that part to her yet.
Mm-hmm. The joster.
What about Boanna?
Joester.
I never
joster. Kevin the jester.
Boanna's bad Joey. When Joey's bad, she's Boanna.
No, I just don't get it.
Well, her name's Joanna.
This has been Kind of Funny Games Daily, each and every week.
Cecil. What? He agrees with his dog Cecil. And he just threw his shit on the floor.
You can watch the show live. You know all this stuff. We're about to do our Patreon post show for patreon.com/kindoffunnygames supporters at the silver level or above. And I got a fun topic to talk to Greg about. Ooh. So we're going to do that right now. The rest of the hosts this week include Greg and Blessing tomorrow. Fun stuff. Till then, love you guys. Bye.